After months of deliberation, the Vatican has chosen the new Archbishop of Prague, who traditionally ranks first among the country's bishops. On Saturday, church officials announced that Dominik Duka, the current bishop of Hradec Králové, will succeed Cardinal Miloslav Vlk as the new head of the country's Roman Catholic Church. Jan Richter has the details.
In spiritus veritatis, or in the spirit of truth, is the motto of the new Archbishop of Prague, Dominik Duka. He will succeed Cardinal Miloslav Vlk at the helm of the oldest Czech diocese and as the unofficial head of Roman Catholics in the Czech Republic. Speaking shortly after his appointment was announced on Saturday, the 36th Archbishop of Prague outlined what his major task would be.
Musí vést dialog.
The church must engage in a dialogue with society and must seek reconciliation with society. 20 years ago, we were euphoric about freedom. Today, we live in an economic and financial crisis, and also to a certain extent in a crisis of values. So the tasks are going to be a little more difficult. But thanks to everything that's been done, it will not be a journey into the unknown.
Cesta do úplného neznáma, a nebude to také cesta do zelené krajiny.
The 66-year-old Duka, a member of the Dominican Order, was ordained a priest in 1970. 5 years later, the communist authorities barred him from serving as a priest. After that, he worked as a clerk in a factory in Plzeň. But in the early 1980s, Dominik Duka was jailed for more than a year for his underground church activities. Nearly a decade after the fall of communism, he became the bishop in his native city, Hradec Králové, in eastern Bohemia. Prague-based Catholic intellectual Martin C. Putna believes that the new Archbishop of Prague will not radically change the course set by his predecessor.
I don't think there is any substantial change to be expected. The choice of Dominik Duka was the best possible choice, the best realistic choice, because Mr. Duka is a man of education, a man of very good relations with politicians, able to speak to media, men of consensus, etc., etc. So, for the structure of the Catholic Church as it is, it is definitely the best possible choice. But we cannot expect wonders by him, definitely.
Such wonders include the long-standing issue of the restitution of church property confiscated by the communist regime and never fully returned or compensated for. Also, the Czech Republic is one of the last countries in Europe not to have ratified a treaty with the Holy See. While the outgoing Archbishop of Prague, Cardinal Miloslav Vlk, made national headlines last year after admitting he had achieved next to nothing during his tenure, the new Archbishop might be better equipped for such negotiations. Dominik Duka is known for having good relations with politicians, including with President Václav Klaus, with whom he goes mountain climbing and whom he often visits before Christmas. Martin C. Putna again.
Though it can play some role, I would not overestimate it, because Dominik Duka has good relation to Václav Klaus, but also, at the same time, he has good relation to former president Václav Havel, because they know each other from the time of communism, where they're both are in prison. So it might represent some help for his position, and perhaps for the Vatican choice of him. But I think this is just one of many good relations Dominik Duka has in this world.
The new Archbishop of Prague, Dominik Duka, will officially assume his office within 2 months at a solemn mass celebrated at St. Vitus Cathedral at Prague Castle.
Jan Richter with that report. Now, moving on.